You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
Yo. News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Rising sales lead to rising stocks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Dow's up almost 400 points. It's gained back all the big losses in the Monday plunge last week and then some, as Fox's Ginny Cassola reports.
Americans continued to buy things last month, even with signs of the economy weakening. Retail sales rose a full 1% in July. Economists were predicting only a 0.3% increase. The month included Amazon's Prime Day event and sales from its competitors and a rebound in auto sales.
This after reports this week showing inflation is slowing. President Biden says we're making progress, and today he'll be joined at an event in Maryland by his Democratic replacement in the White House race, Vice President Harris.
Today, the White House is going to be putting both she and the president front and center as they unveil their latest effort to lower Medicare drug prices. The event today here in the D.C. suburbs is not a campaign event, but tomorrow, Harris will be on the trail in Battleground, North Carolina, giving, as you mentioned, her first major economic policy speech since becoming the nominee.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. The new Fox News poll shows more voters trust the vice president on abortion and health care and climate change. But when it comes to the economy, the number one issue to most, they trust former President Trump, who has a 1-point lead in the poll.
You're paying the price for Kamala's liberal extremism at the gas pump, at the grocery counter, and on your mortgage bill.
We just got word that Trump running mate J.D. Vance has agreed to debate Democratic VP nominee Tim Walz October 1st. A new round of talks is underway today trying to broker a ceasefire in Gaza, where Palestinian officials say Israel's war against Hamas has now killed 40,000 people. There's fallout to all the anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses. Columbia's university's president has resigned, like leaders did earlier at Harvard and Penn. But Elisha Baker, a Jewish Columbia student, tells Fox more needs to change in the fall.
If there's no accountability, then yeah, I am actually a little bit scared to go back onto campus because we saw what happened last spring.
America's listening to Fox News.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by September 2nd, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges.
Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real Talk About Real Estate, Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Louisiana.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Why would you say? this is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome Moon Graffon Show. Great to be with you on this Friday eve of the Moon Graffon Show. Boy, am I loaded up today. Loaded up with guests, loaded up with information, loaded up with topics that affect you and me as the program unfolds. Anyway, 844-766-6607. As always, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. I'll get to Kamala Harris pushing for food pricing, controlling prices of food like Venezuela. If dumb people don't see what this woman wants to do to this country, I can't help anybody. It's a crazy. And I do have somebody from the Heritage Foundation to talk a little bit about her comments. And we'll get to some of that because I'm about to lose my mind on what these people are going to do. Yeah, I do believe they'll try to put Trump in jail in September. I mean, look, the chaos between the 1st of September and the 1st of November is going to be phenomenal because that's when Democrats, the party of filth, the party of hate, the party of filth, that's where they do best their best work. So the chaos is coming. I won't be wrong. And they're going to create it. But what Kamala Harris said yesterday just stunned me so much. Before we get to that, I got to tell you, I hate to do that. I'm going to take a little bit of task of the Governor Landry putting Craig Romero, the money bags, who don't know nothing about but money and government, on a commission. I don't the port board. Why would you put money bags on anything? Money bags Romero gets to be on a board that he shouldn't be to be on. Why would anybody put money bags on there? I don't understand the governor on that. New Louisiana Ports and Waterway Investment Commission. I mean, money bags would be the last person I'd put on there. I mean, why? I don't understand putting the same people that run the country, run the state. People that's in it for them selfish selves. There's money bags. I cannot believe the governor put him there. It is. Port of Iberia Executive Director Craig Moneybags Romero. There's a couple other names I'm kind of questioning, but that's the big one. You know? I don't understand. I'm sorry. Moneybags Romero on any port or anything is ridiculous. You go down there and talk to people about money bags. I've got many stories have I read and shared about my way. Other people have shared them with me. I don't understand picks like that. How do you move forward when you keep grabbing the old ones that didn't help you and you go backwards? And here's money bag. Why didn't they put degrees on there too? Put the money bag and degrees. I don't know why. These people are not building. They money bags is building his money and his legacy. Gee whiz. I'm trying to understand it, folks. Trying to be cool with the governor, but this one. This one in Clio and trial lawyers, I don't understand. I mean, it was Money Bags and his group that tried to take out Blake Miguez. This guy's done everything wrong you could do, dealing with campaigns and stuff like that behind the scene, which he wasn't supposed to be involved in. And there's old Money Bags. It's amazing that all the ones that never fix anything, never straighten anything out in Louisiana, they always rise to the top. You know how cream rises to the top? Is that a good statement? In Louisiana, crap rises to the top. Crap does float. And we got all the crap rising to the top. I mean, gee whiz. Hey, I want you to look outside and watch this lady jump. You ready? Set. She dropped the phone almost. I don't like that phone with these ladies up here. But, yep, cream rises to the crop everywhere in Louisiana. Crap rises to the crop, to the top. I mean, just the same old stuff. And people get mad at me. Oh, I wish you would talk like that. What you want me to do? Be real nice. Oh, this is great. Craig Romero. Oh, we're going to the top. We got Craig, old boy. We got Money Bags. Wow. We're going to the top, baby. He's leading us to the promised land. How's that port been doing since he's been there? How many jobs have y'all gained or lost in all these years? Cream rises to the top. In a lot of places, crap rises to the top in Louisiana. It's just, that makes no sense whatsoever. I don't understand it. And you know what? Here's the thing about it. You can explain it to me, but you can't understand it. For me, quote, bellboy, Bell Edwards, the two-time governor who backed in twice. It just doesn't make any sense. These people get on this board. Remember, I got on John Carmouche getting on the board. I didn't understand that one. Anyway, cream rises to the top, folks. We've all heard that. Am I messing that up, Jamie? That's about right. Okay. Does crap rise to the top, too?
Turds float.
Turds float, same thing. Yeah.
Turds
float. Turds float. Yeah. Boy, and here in Louisiana, they float high. Gee whiz. And I don't know if it's a paying board or not. Some they got some paid boards, some that don't. Don't matter. I mean, you take people like, who's the guy on the education board? The one that I've challenged over and over again. And, man, it don't matter who the governor is. Lee Mallett. Yeah, Lee Mallett's one. Lee Mallett's going to rise to the top no matter who the governor is because proving my point. Turds ride to the top. That's Mallett's back up at the top again. I don't understand. I don't. I'm trying to, but I can't. I can't get my arms around why these people keep rising to the top on people we ought to move out the way. That's the problem. Hey, you had your chance. You screwed it up. Get out of the way. That's what we ought to be doing. Hey, you were there. You've been here. No. Get out the way. John Ilario, get out the way, Mr. Ilario. You've been here for 40 years. Get out of the way. You're all in the way of progress. But in Louisiana, that's what we do. I just, for the life of me, can't figure out how Moneybags and Romero got on it. Just the life of me. And by the way, don't send me an email. Well, you know, Jeff used to work for him, and I don't want to hear that crap. If you're moving forward, you're not sticking with the old good old boy network. You're not. We stick with the good old boy network. That's what Bill Edwards was a failure thing. It was all good old boy network, all about federal money and taxes. No vision for our state at all to move anything forward. By the way, Scott McKay's got two great pieces in Hayride, comparing Bell Edwards to, guess who, Tim Walz. Oh, it's a great comparison. It's a great comparison, by the way. He's got two really good articles. Okay, two really good articles on that. All right, so here we go. Louisiana, $500 million budget shortfall. See, Jeff should have did what Bell Edwards did. He should have came in and got this $500 million to about $2 billion like Bell Edwards did. It wasn't a $2 billion deficit, budget deficit. Still waiting. Maybe my buddy, the news reporter from The Advocate, Tyler Bridges, will finally go do his homework and find out where to get a $2 billion from. I mean, Lee Zerain, I've been waiting for 3 years for him. He ain't brought it. Nobody has challenged me on this. I wish somebody would take me down on this. I really do. I want to lose the argument, but I can't lose the argument because I'm right. The budget gap of $2 billion was the budget hole added what they wanted to spend, added to the $2 billion. That's why nobody wants to bring it up around me, because they can't. So anyway, $500 million in budget shortfall. So I'm reading this, and it's just kind of interesting. They talked to Philip DeVilliers, the 0.45 cent sales tax to fall off. You want the dirty little secret? Should have never been added. They got the 1 cent sales tax, and Edwards talked weak Republicans into approving the 0.45. Paula Pelosi Davis said that was one of her greatest things she did was increase the 0.45 cent sales tax. 7 years, biggest sales tax we've ever had. It was about $3.5 billion tax over 7 years. Add it all up. And she bragged about being a Republican. Philip DeVilliers says it's too soon to say how we're going to solve the shortfall. Would expect us to continue to look at conservative budgeting. He says that it's unlikely to renew the tax. Cameron Henry, when they called him, half-assed Henry, did not return the phone call. I read the article, okay? I read the article. I mentioned Revenue Secretary Richard Nelson. It talks about all this stuff. They even interviewed Tanner Bad News Big Mouth McGee, because he's all for making sure we got plenty of money. Let's see if there's anything else. Okay, so I read the whole article. Once again, when we talk about this, nobody's talking about cutting spending of government. Not one thing in this article talks about cutting spending in government. Not one thing. You know what I do here? Raising money. We are not raising enough revenue to support the needs of the state. Jan Moeller with the Louisiana budget project or whatever. Hey, it's a real liberal thing. All they do is want tax increases. So anyway, let's take a break. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Come back and visit with us a few more minutes. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show.
The cost of car insurance is killing Louisiana businesses and families, and your state senator, Greg Miller, is a big part of the problem. Greg Miller, as chairman of the Judiciary A Committee, repeatedly blocked or weakened bills intended to reduce the influence of personal injury lawyers on our car insurance costs. Like legislation that would have penalized lawyers who file frivolous lawsuits, and HB 24 that would have required the plaintiff to prove the injury was actually caused by the traffic accident, was not even allowed to make it to the floor of the Senate. Senator Greg Miller uses his powerful chairmanship to protect his personal injury attorney buddies. But that should come as no surprise, since Greg Miller's campaign coffers are filled with cash from the same personal injury attorneys. Call Senate President Cameron Henry at 225-342-2040 and ask him to remove Greg Miller as chairman of Judiciary A so we can finally lower the cost of car insurance.
Paid for by Louisiana's future is now.
This is Moon Graffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hucco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Do you crave...
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you on this Friday Eve. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, if you'd like to be part of the program, 844-766-6607. All right, so it is Juan Moeller, I have his name, Executive Director, Invest in Louisiana, Progressive Policy Group. Oh, yeah, they're progressive. Said big reason the state historically lacked money for infrastructure improvements because it hasn't raised the gas tax since 1990. These people in this whole article, we're only talking about how to get more revenue for the state on a $50 billion budget. That's it. It's never about, we can government cut. I mean, I talked to you the other day about private property taxes going up and things of that nature. I said, this is on top of inflation, insurance, and everything else that's going on in our world. And was this cat here said, raise the taxes. Well, I think they're going to try to raise the taxes too on infrastructure. I'm going to be the only guy fighting against it, the last one left standing, because I think we had the money to fix roads and everything, and we don't do it. Nobody talks about cutting government. All we talk about is how much money can we milk out of the taxpayers. I don't care if they poor, rich, or whatever. How much can we get from them people? And then we don't do what we said, because we got 40 years of not fixing roads. And it ain't because we didn't have money. Nobody wants to talk about it. See, according to this Moeller guy, a lady or whatever it is, they just want to bring it. They don't care what happened to the money we spent. They don't care where it went. Just drop some more in there. Redirecting motor vehicle sales tax revenue state general fund would absolutely help fix the problem of the fiscal cliff, but that should be accompanied by a conversation about Louisiana's gas tax. By the way, they got a big study right now commissioned on the Department of Transportation and Development. They commissioned an external evaluation of the agency. My question on that is, are they going to look into what we did with the money for the last 40 years? Because if you're not, then that's a waste of time. Nelson wants to eliminate certain sales tax exemption. Well, that's fine, but those exemptions are probably helping somebody stay here. Landry wants to overhaul the whole tax. See, without having the Constitutional Convention and getting all this stuff and moving into statutes, we got a problem, folks. You know, Jeff said we got to have bold change. Jeff's right, but we got to do it. But the governor has to be the one to try to get this done. According to Moeller, higher taxes, not spending cuts, are needed to fill a budget gap. Moeller going to give a rat's rear end how much money you people pay. He could care less. He doesn't care. He says we're not raising enough money to support the needs of the state. When does a volleyball court, a tennis court, when is all this? When we look at where we spent our money, folks, we can find out where the money went. Local projects or elected officials can be reelected. And, of course, he wants money in child welfare system, higher education, and early childhood education. Nobody has jobs when they get out of school. Not one word in this whole article from anybody on cutting what they're doing. Not one. But everything's about how can we get more revenue. I'm just asking, How do we get more revenue? That's it, folks. Well, I can tell you how. It's got to come out of your pocket and mine. And that's the only goal. There is no goal here. You got to trust me on this. There's no goal up here at all, to make the state better. The whole goal is to keep everything the same. I'm just looking at it. By the way, Louisiana, one of the deadliest places to be, according to this article out of Keel, violent crime for a long time. It's just getting worse. Jeff was right about doing some, trying to do something at the beginning. Three deadliest states, Mississippi, Louisiana, and New Mexico. You know, once again, you don't do anything, nothing changes. We'll see what they did in a special session to see if that changes. Anyway, nobody on the home front is talking about slowing that government train down. Not one thing. Not one person is talking about slowing that train down. Not one. Is that not a shame? So we're going to just continue to go revenue, 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 and nothing changes. That scares me. But like I told y'all, if nothing changes, then nothing will change. Little Yogi Bear in me. All right, we got to take a break. When we get back, Kamala Harris announced Soviet-style price controls on food under the guise of gouging ban. By the way, I'm hoping, Jamie, you can find that clip I played with John Kennedy, which he was really ripping them. I'll see if Joe can help us. Let me take a break. You're listening to the Mooncrafon Show. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. With five locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Support local. This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, hello, welcome back. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, the Moon Griffon Show as we rock and roll. All right, 844-766-6607. So Kamala Harris is done. I don't understand a human being that could vote for her. I don't care if you hate Trump or not. I don't understand how this. She announced Soviet-style price controls on food under the guise of gouging ban. Let me tell you what they're doing. I'm going to go back and play John Kennedy's deal again. The left, the Democrats, okay, they caused this inflation 100 freaking percent. I substituted freaking. Soviet-style centralized America. The reason they're bringing this up, they want you and me to think that all these companies are gouging us. They're just destroying us because they don't want to. Remember, a Marxist never takes the blame. They always project blame. That's why when Kennedy had these people in front of him, and I'll play it in a few seconds, a few minutes, John Kennedy's pounding them because they come in, and Kamala Harris and Biden and Obama and them want you to think, oh, it's these bad companies. They did this all over the world. This has already been proven to be the worst thing you can do because what happens is you force people to charge a certain price, they go out of business. Then very few people own it, and the government ends up owning them. And the government, if you think our government can do well, go look at the inner cities. If you think our government can do well, go look at Social Security. If you think our government taking over anything, look at our health care. It's priced out the wazoo because they've taken over so much. When she said price controls on food and grocery prices as part of a federal economic proposal, everybody that has a half a brain ought to say, that ain't my woman. I don't want nothing to do with this lady being president of the United States. A Democrat, the dumbest one we know, ought to say, not her. I don't want that. This is sick. First ever national ban on price gouging and price fixing within the first 100 days. Their inflation is killing us. And they're blaming it on companies. This is what the Soviet Union did. This is what the Soviet Union did. I mean, they're serious about this, folks. Venezuela did that. How'd it work out? Jamaica did it. Well, I tell you how Jamaica, I will explain how it would happen in Jamaica. You ready? Kamala Harris's first policy proposal mirrors one left, one her father implemented in the 70s in Jamaica. Price control on food as a Marxist economic advising the government, her father's policies had widespread starvation and suffering. She wants to do the same thing. Well, why would she want to do that? I don't know. Ask her. This is crazy. But, folks, they're trying to get the blame off of them and inflation because everybody, anybody that's middle class and poor is getting hammered by this Biden and Kamala Harris. They're getting hammered. They're getting hammered. The media won't tell you that. We're getting hammered by what they've done. The debt we're running up. They're the ones doing this. And they want to reflect blame. So let me go back to John Kennedy the other day. Kennedy has three of these experts on, okay, economic experts. And when I tell you, they are, one of them in particular, this lady, is she talks about price fixing and want to name companies. Kennedy lays them out. It's 4 minutes. I got to play it all. It wouldn't be good just to play part of it. Jamie, can you? If I tell you to stop, can you stop it and keep going after that? Yeah. Okay. So I might tell you to stop it as we go. All right, here we go.
Dr. Owens, you talked about in order to commit a crime, you have to have means, motive, and opportunity. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And you have suggested that it's not an optimal situation to have. Well, strike that. Let me just get after it here. What crime are you accusing the four major food companies of?
Price gouging, sir.
Okay. You think they're price fixing?
In some cases, absolutely.
Okay. Name the four companies that you are accusing of price fixing.
In the grocery sector or more broadly?
The four you've been talking about.
I mean, so I think...
Name me every company that you think is price fixing in violation of the antitrust laws?
Yeah, I mean,
you got my mic. Okay, stop right there. I'm gonna continue, but I just wanted to bring up a point. Kamala Harris is trying to go out in the media and tell people, oh, inflation has nothing to do with us. Inflation has everything to do with these companies' price gouging. Fools will believe that. These people caused it all. You see what they're doing? So Kennedy, when they come in front of him, he's letting them have it. He's getting ready to let them have it. You see what they're doing? They're trying to get out there and let everybody know it's all about these companies, and the media ought to be smoking her because this is failed policies all over the world. All right, John Kennedy, here we go.
Tell me which companies you're accusing of price fixing. You said some were price fixing, and I want to know which ones.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I may report them myself.
The company that's absolutely under investigation by the DOJ.
Which ones are price fixing?
I think the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice should take a close look at the four major grocers. They should take a close look at the four major meat packers.
There's
pending litigation.
Which companies are price fixing?
Tyson is a great example. Tyson, the large meat packer.
Okay, who else?
The big four meat packers are all currently under.
Who else? That's one. Who else?
Like I said, I think looking at the four major grocers makes sense.
Which four are price fixing?
Walmart, Albertsons.
Walmart's price
fixing. Kroger.
I didn't say they were. I said taking a look. You just said they were. You can't come here and say and imply they're price fixing and then say they're price fixing. That's a serious allegation. You can be sued for defamation.
I said we should take a close look at the companies.
Let me go back. I want to be sure I understand your testimony. Are you telling me right here today that you're accusing Walmart of price fixing?
I'm not personally accusing Walmart of price fixing. I am suggesting
that. Who are you accusing of price fixing? That's a serious charge.
Neither my written testimony nor my oral testimony makes explicit legal claims.
So you're not accusing anybody of price fixing?
No, I have pointed out that the Department of Justice is currently...
Stop right there. The Department of Justice, the ones that went after Trump, they use the Department of Justice. Now they're using the Department of Justice to go after these people, and they go, oh, these guys been fixing prices. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are innocent. That's all this is. That's all. This is so easy to watch if somebody would open their mind and open their eyes just a little bit. Look what they're doing. Department of Justice is a joke. Department of Justice is now a joke. And see what I'm saying? They project things that they're doing on somebody else to twist and turn. These people are evil. I told you, evil. Evil. Okay, let me finish a few more seconds.
You're accusing of price fixing. Why won't you answer my question? Who are you accusing of price fixing?
I'm pretty sure I have answered your question.
No, you haven't. Just tell me the names of the companies, one by one. What's the first company that you're accusing of price fixing?
I've mentioned AgriStats is currently...
What?
AgriStats.
All right, who's number two?
I said Tyson's is currently
Tyson's
under investigation
for price fixing.
Yeah.
Who's number three?
I've also said that I think the Department of Justice and the FTC should take a close look at
who's
the
number three?
Major grocery
retailers. Who's number
retailers.
Three? Is Walmart price fixing?
I think that they should take a look at...
Is Walmart price fixing?
They should take a look at it.
Is Walmart price fixing?
I can't currently answer that question. I said that the Department of
Justice... You won't
answer
that question. How about Albertsons? Is Albertsons price fixing?
The Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission...
Is Albertsons price fixing?
Should take a close look at that.
Is Albertsons price fixing?
Again, I think the Department of Justice should take a close look.
You don't want to say.
No, I mean, look, I'm not at the FTC. I'm not at the DOJ.
Yes, ma'am, but you've accused these companies of breaking the law, and I think that you ought to have the courage to say in front of God and country what you believe.
So... Typical evil left. They don't have the courage and guts to say nothing. They can't back it up. They use the Justice Department to go after people. And if the average person can't see this, then we're just screwed forever. I mean, these people are evil. This is not the Democrat Party of even Bill Clinton. This is evil, man, what they're trying to get by. And the media, the media hates the United States of America more than anybody now. They just do. They hate us. And this is what they're trying to do, and that's what I said. Kamala Harris jumps up, and now price fixing and all that stuff leads to disasters and people getting starved to death and dying. You think that can't happen here? It can happen quicker than you think. It can happen. Put the wrong person in the president and watch it. I'm watching it. My biggest fear is to have somebody like this in office. I don't think it's Obama. This is how you fundamentally transform America. You put fundamentally wackos in office who don't have a clue. That's how you fundamentally transform America. We take a break, be back. Your calls are welcome, 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. The team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875%, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Mike here from Rebath.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, let's go Pat the Democrat in Lake Charles. Pat the Democrat, what's going on?
Moon, I hate to say this, but you lie as bad as Trump does.
Okay. So lied about what?
Well, you said this morning we've never had this idea about price fixing.
Matter of fact, on food price fixing, we never had a deal like she's talking about doing. That's a fact.
Well, we had it during Nixon, 71, 72.
Okay. Let's say you're right. Let's say you're right. How well did that work?
I was a senior in college. I had my mind on other things.
Pat, I hate to tell you, that ain't too intelligent to call here and tell me we had it and you don't even know what happened. Pat, you missed the point, too. All this is being brought up because they want to blame food companies for prices when it's the printing of money and that they've led the charge on. I mean, I'm just, get mad all you want to. But
in the grocery store, we see things jumping 10 cents, 20 cents, and there's no reason for it.
No reason. Pat, you don't understand how it works. When you're printing as much money as we're printing, this is what happens. It's not just that. Y'all blaming the grocery stores. How about my cars? How about my vehicles? How about anything you go buy? I was buying poison last year for a ditch for $40 a gallon. I'm paying $80. Everything's up, Pat. Come on, man. This is a sham game by the left. I can't believe anybody that loves America could vote for Kamala Harris. I can't.
Everything's up. There's no reason for it.
Was, okay, then, but then why would Biden for the president for the last 4 years, when all of this has been run up, how come the president didn't do price changing and price fixing 2 years ago, Pat? I'm just asking, why didn't he? Why didn't your president do something 2 years ago?
And you got to regulate greed.
All right, Pat, thank you. Pat's voting for the Democrats. That right there is an example of why we could lose. Sitting there going, government. Government's the answer. Government's the price. Everywhere this has been tried all over the world, people have starved together. Pat, come on, man. You really think government I should have asked Pat, what country would you like to be like? That's a socialist, Marxist, communist country. Which one's doing so well? I'm just kind of curious. Which one's doing so well? I mean, I like to know. Anyway, this has been tried. This is Looney Tunes stuff, folks. This is stuff that never works. It's not going to work. And the other thing is, why didn't Joe Biden do this in the last 2 or 3 years? If this will work, he should have did this 2 years ago. Hey, food places. But you know, Pat, what about the vehicles? And what about going into retail stores all over the place and ordering stuff and getting stuff? Everything's jacked up. It's called printing of money. It's called coming up with things like Inflation Reduction Act that they're using in the Green New Deal and to buy votes. I just hope there ain't too many Pats out there. Let's go to Alexandria. We'll go to Mr. Kenny. Kenny, welcome to the Moon Graffon Show.
Thank you, Mr. Moon. Thank you. Good morning. Last caller, unbelievable. But just wanted to add something to what you're saying. What you're saying is absolutely right. And I don't know if you heard Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, but she's proposing some bill for the government to step in to reduce housing prices.
I saw that.
Which will give, yeah, it's incredible. These people are just want government, and it's just.
Kenny, here's what's sad. Yes. People like Pat all over this country. They really believe the government is the answer to the question. If the government's the answer to the question, it's a stupid question. I'm just saying, it's a stupid question,
he,
man.
He didn't even have an answer for you. Every time you'd ask him a question, it was like 10 seconds.
Yeah, but let me tell you, I got an article here, and I meant to get to. And I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. And it's scary. You know what it's – I'm going to read the headline to you. The headline of the article said 70% or more of voters that are coming up in a presidential election are uninformed. By the way, I think that's a low number. I think that is a really, really, really low number. I think it's way more than
it that. Is. It's amazing that what you're saying is how anybody can vote for this woman is beyond me. I have no clue. But anyway, thank you so much for what you do. We appreciate you.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right, let's move on. Let's go to John in Marksville, Louisiana. Hadn't been there in a long time. John, how you doing, sir?
Morning, Moon. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay. Thank you.
Hey, Moon, we're going to settle the debate real easy as far as who to vote for.
Okay.
If you get a voting booth and today you better off than you were 4 years ago, if you got more money in your savings, you can afford to do more with your family, and you can buy more at the grocery store, hey, vote for the current administration. If not, you know what to do.
You know what? Back in the day, that's how people voted. And we live in a different world with this social media. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different world now. So what you're saying is how you ought to really vote. And in that way, Kamala Harris would be wiped off the map. But that ain't how people do now, and that's the problem.
Unfortunately, it's not. But I'm part of the working class, too.
Yeah, me and you are in the same class. We just going to work every day trying to do the best we can. And these people making these decisions on policies are absolutely hurting us. Yeah, have you been affected by food prices and everything else?
I've been affected as much as anybody else.
Here it is. Post the warns of uninformed electorate in the 2024 race. Here's another one. They predicted economy would be deciding factor for the undecided. If that's true, Trump should win in a landslide. If that's true. Anyway, let me run. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. We got time for one. Chris in New Iberia. Chris, welcome to the Moon Griffon Show.
Morning, Moon.
Yes, sir.
A comment for President Trump. Just show the pictures of the homeless people in San Francisco, under the bridges in New Orleans, all over. And all those people used to have a house before Biden was elected. Now they're all homeless. They lost their houses.
I wouldn't say all of them, but who knows if there's some in there like that. But I think the president got about three or four issues. Fine-tuned economy, illegals, crime, inflation, border. Those right there, you know, three or four of them right there, well, people ought to be able to relate to every one of them.
I agree. Thanks, Moon.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's see. Mike Gonzalez is going to come talk to us about socialism and things of that nature coming out of the 10 o'clock break. It's all going to be good, folks. As a matter of fact, we'll turn our attention more to kind of the national side when we get back. All right, except for one squeeze in a Tim Metcalf at Dino's. He's coming today. All right. Ready to roll. We'll be right back. The Moon Griffon Show. News Talk 96.5 KPEL Brobridge Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Arrests and the overdose death of a TV friend. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It comes less than a year after Matthew Perry, who starred in the Friends 1990s sitcom, was found dead.
Multiple arrests have been made in the investigation into the death of actor Matthew Perry. According to TMZ, at least one doctor has been taken into custody. Law enforcement agencies have seized computers and other electronic equipment to determine who supplied the Friends actor with the ketamine that caused him to lose consciousness last October and drown in his hot tub.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino. Another debate is set ahead of Election Day.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance in a post on X saying the American people deserve as many debates as possible. And not only does Vance accept the CBS debate on October 1st, he writes, I accept the CNN debate on September 18th as well, telling Democratic VP candidate Tim Walz that he looks forward to seeing him at both. For now, Walz and Kamala Harris have each only accepted one debate.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. In a few hours, Vice President Harris will join President Biden at an event in Maryland focusing on lowering drug prices for seniors on Medicare. Tomorrow, she'll go to North Carolina.
Her first major economic policy speech since becoming the nominee. The campaign says it's there. She's going to call for a federal ban on corporate price gouging with a specific focus on food prices, which she says remain too high post-pandemic. But what about Bidenomics? Will that be embraced on the campaign trail? Axios reports that Harris doesn't want to be completely defined by the Biden-Harris record.
Fox's Mark Meredith, former President Trump at a North Carolina rally yesterday said,
with four more years of Harris, your finances will never recover. They're never going to recover.
Now, we're just getting this update. Former President Trump is requesting a delay in sentencing set for next month in New York, wanting it pushed back to after the election. He was found guilty of falsifying records related to 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. America's listening to Fox News.
NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's tragic story made national headlines this year. Now, Jonathan was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop. Jonathan, who is just 31 years old, leaves behind his wife, Stephanie, and one-year-old son, Ryan. Now, nothing will ever replace the loss of a husband and a father, but the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was able to pay off the mortgage on the Diller family's home. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, I'm going to let you in on a wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to think that unlimited data is fantastic. Well, the fact is, it's not. Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you need. With just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 5 gigs of data, plus mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Save money, same service.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minutes, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Let me just make sure some folks. All right. Man, you, Jamie, I know you're stepping out because I had stepped out. I think they tried to call, but they're supposed to try again. All right. 844-766-6607, the number. Matthew James, Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. Let me just say this, folks. Let me do this. All right. I think we're good now. It's amazing, though, what voters see and out of the eyes that they see stuff. You wish everybody, if the universities and your colleges and high schools were teaching that communism, Marxism, and all this stuff was evil, bad, nobody would want it. But I got a feeling they don't teach that anymore. I got a feeling they don't teach that. That's horrible. Matter of fact, let me ask you all a question. Just something I thought about, since this guy called Pat and we're talking about price fixing by Kamala Harris. There we go. Why can't we price fix universities? You know, fix the prices at universities, just hold them down. Why can't we go to the automobile dealership? You can't charge. You can, for that new F-150, you can only charge $20,000. Why don't we just do it if it works so great? Because it doesn't work. Anyway, we're joined by Mike Gonzalez with the Heritage Foundation. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Moon, how are you?
Man, it is an honor to have you, my friend. So, Mike, Kamala Harris, I'm going to jump right in with you because we got about 15 minutes or so. So Kamala Harris jumps up and says, we're going to fix prices. And I had a liberal leftist Democrat call and said, what's wrong with that? And I thought, well, why don't we fix the prices at universities? They're ridiculous. How about fixing the prices on vehicles? Talk a little bit about when you make comments like this, and if people would go look at history of every country that ever did this, how it ends up in devastation, destruction, and death? Because I know that's what it does.
So Munde, I'm old, and I don't think we met, but I'm pretty old. So I'll tell you who exactly this reminds me of, Richard Nixon. And I wonder how many other ways Kamala Harris is going to look like Richard Nixon. Because Richard Nixon tried this.
The guy, by the way, the guy said Nixon did it. And I said, how did it work? And he couldn't remember. I said, it probably didn't work too good.
It worked really badly. Yep. It was a huge mistake. Mm-hmm. He tried it in 1971 because he couldn't do, because he had a very bad under, Nixon was not a great president. He was great when he was a member of the House. I'm stating the obvious here for many people because they're remembering Watergate. But I'm actually talking not about Watergate. I'm talking about which I didn't like, obviously, but I'm also talking about his policies. He implemented very leftist policies. So in 1971, he had an inflation problem, just like Harris and Biden do. And he said, well, the what I'm going to do is implement price controls. And it didn't work because it's a stupid approach. It's a ham-fisted approach. What inflation is, as Milton Friedman said, is too much money chasing too few goods, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So when Biden implemented his Green New Deal, which was had nothing to do with green or anything, or Build Back Better, and all these things that were just humongous as expenses. What they did was throw billions and gazillions of dollars into the economy, an economy that did not produce any more goods mm-hmm. or services as a result of that. So when you have a finite number of apples, and you only have, let's say you have five apples and there's only $5 in the market and the demand is $5, all the apples are going to go for $1 a piece. Mm-hmm. But if all of a sudden you have $10 in this little economy that we're creating here and you still have five apples, then the price of apples is going to go to $2, and that's 100% inflation. And that's what inflation is. And they don't really understand it that way. They think it's something they can, because they're big believers. She's a lefty, as you know, Moon.
Yep, sir.
She believes that government can fix this instead of saying, you know what, there's too much money. The money supply is outstripping the money demand, and so we must decrease the money supply. And actually, the Federal Reserve has done to some degree, and they've met with some success finally. After 4 years of doing this, but they still, inflation is still way too high, and the prices are never going to come down. So I'm never going to pay for groceries what I paid, in Trump's last year in office. Mm-hmm. I was able to, I have three kids, so, we pay a lot in groceries. We buy bacon and eggs, flour, and then all these other staples. Now all these staples are costing me a lot more money because of all these programs that Biden introduced. And people told them at the time, Moon, people told them. So, this is not going to work any more than it works for Nixon.
Yeah, the guy brought up Nixon, and I said, how did it work? He didn't have a clue, but I know it didn't work because I remember the days. But this is going to be a lot worse because that's what I was saying before you came on the program. If that's the case, why don't we tell, Ford that you can only say your F-150 is $20,000? Why don't we tell, why don't we tell universities, hey, you're charging too much for these kids to go to school. You have to cut it in half. We're going to control this now. You see what I'm saying? It's never worked. And if you look at Venezuela, and I'm talking about Spain and Cuba and go on and on, these places, and Russia, these places blew up. People starved. People died for policies like this.
Yeah, inflation is usually a harbinger of revolution or of other societal problems. Look, what they tried, it's trying to pretend that they did not create inflation, right?
Mike Gonzalez from Heritage Foundation, the reason I brought it up, I played a clip with John Kennedy. They had some people went up in front of Senator Kennedy, and economists and all that, I guess, worked under Biden. And one of them in particular started to go after the food companies and the grocery chains because they're trying to deflect what they cost. And the way you do that is you go up there and say, oh, no, the DOJ, which is a joke to me now, they basically are going after these people so they can say, see, these people price gouged. We had nothing to do with inflation. And you and I both know it had a lot to do with inflation with the printing of money and all this money that we're passing out.
So what they tried to pretend is that they had nothing to do with it. They did not create inflation. They did not. It was not their spending that created price increases. It was the private sector through price gouging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Kamala Harris said, that, I saw the story come out 3 hours ago, said, well, I'm going to take care of price gouging. She's not, she, what, how is she going to determine what price gouging is when a company is engaging in price gouging? A company has to meet a payroll. You know, the owner of the company or the owners of the company have to pay for supplies, have to meet the payroll, have to pay for insurance, have to pay for a whole host of things, for PP&E, and then and they price the goods and services accordingly. They are prevented from price gouging by the fact that they have to compete. You know, a guy, again, a food seller, who's price gouging his customers is only inviting competition. It's inviting somebody else to come in and open a fruit stand across the street that will sell apples at a better price.
Mm-hmm.
And that will make sure that the prices do not get out of, you know, the demand meets supply. That the greatest thing about capitalism, the great one of the best things it does, and it does many good things, is price discovery.
Sure.
It discovers the price of an apple or an automobile or a service. I have a roofer working in my house right now. He's got competitors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that market, that competition discovers the price at which demand and supply meet and clear.
Mm-hmm.
They think they know better. This is the problem with the left. They think they're God. They mm-hmm. think they, some bureaucrat sitting in some neon lit office here in Washington, D.C., knows better than the market. And the market is millions of people making decisions at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it. Good point, Mike. Mike Gonzalez with the Heritage Foundation. Well, when I saw this, I called the Heritage Foundation and said, give me about another minute. I called the Heritage Foundation and said, give me somebody that understands exactly what's going on. You did a great job of explaining what's going on. But you are right. They created the inflation, but the part of this that they're trying to do is to reflect it on companies and businesses in the United States of America.
Right.
And that's the problem I had. I wanted you to tell the truth, and you did. That you spoke right to the problem. They wanted to reflect something that really they caused, and that's what the left always does. Don't look at me and what I say. I'm watching that Kamala Harris and this Waltz fella. Everything is, oh, this ain't true. This ain't true. They've done nothing wrong. I mean, they like God. They walking on water. I mean, they like Jesus. They walking on water. They want you to believe that anyway.
Yeah, and it's problematic for them because the bureaucrat here in D.C. is not going to know better than the market. How do you know better than millions of people making decisions at the same time? That's the problem, is that it's based on a conceit that government knows better. Government does not know better.
By the way, last question for you. Don't you agree there's a lot of history all over the world of watching people do this to only watch their people fall down on hard times and it get tough on them? There's all kind of history people can look at, Mike.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, I just wrote a book, Next Gen Marxism, in which I discuss what is the new Marxism that we're encountering here in society. And you're right that throughout history and throughout the world, inflation has been the cause of many ills.
Yep. By the way, I didn't realize, and I'm being honest, you wrote that book. I saw that book, and I said, I got to read that book. So real quick, I'll let you go. How can people get the book?
Well, you can get Next Gen Marxism at Barnes & Noble. You can get it through Amazon. I know a lot of people don't like Amazon, but, you know, it lands on your doorstep within 2 days if you get it at Amazon. It's selling really well today. I don't know, for some reason, I was just talking to my co-author, Catherine Gorka.
Mm-hmm.
It was not selling great yesterday, and all of a sudden today it's selling really well.
Well, hopefully,
hopefully
we can get you a few more sales because I want to get it. I'm going to get it. Anyway, look, I got to go. Mr. Gonzalez, thank you. God bless, and I appreciate it.
You call me Mike, please.
Yes, sir. Mike, appreciate you, bud. Thanks. All right, bye-bye. This thing on. This thing on. Look at here. I got something I want to say. Ow! Look out. Look out, y'all. I'm coming to turn it all the way out. Oh, yeah. Say now. Say now. Step by the screen. Shucks, you've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you, or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, they're good.
The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill, as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net, your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
The cost of car insurance is killing Louisiana businesses and families. And your state senator, Greg Miller, is a big part of the problem. Greg Miller, as chairman of the Judiciary A Committee, repeatedly blocked or weakened bills intended to reduce the influence of personal injury lawyers on our car insurance costs. Like legislation that would have penalized lawyers who file frivolous lawsuits, and HB 24 that would have required the plaintiff to prove the injury was actually caused by the traffic accident, was not even allowed to make it to the floor of the Senate. Senator Greg Miller uses his powerful chairmanship to protect his personal injury attorney buddies. But that should come as no surprise, since Greg Miller's campaign coffers are filled with cash from the same personal injury attorneys. Call Senate President Cameron Henry at 225-342-2040 and ask him to remove Greg Miller as chairman of Judiciary A so we can finally lower the cost of car insurance.
Paid for by Louisiana's future is now.
Taxes. You gonna give me a mic? Okay. Man, you're pressing buttons over there. I was asking you, playing the piney in this new.
You're just gonna mic me up and let me go. Bear
with me, Moon. Bear with me, man.
He don't even have your mic on.
That's all. You're right.
I hear it. He said you're right. Huh? I'll tell you what. When you down to the fourth string producer,
hey.
They've been whipping them in here left and right, man.
You're trying for the seats. I'm trying my best. Yeah.
Anyway, Tim Metcalf joins us. I squeezed him in a day earlier. Anyway, good to see you. I mean, I ain't seen you in a while, but it's good to see you. A
couple hours.
Tell me what you got today, bud.
I brought the Powerade pizza. It's the one with the 90s pepper jelly. Man, it's just so good. We're working with them. Get a gift basket ready for Jelly Roll when he rolls into town. So we're going to give him Prejean's and Dino's. And,
by the way,
and the 90s are going to give him a gift basket.
The pizza you're talking about right there?
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the ones we talk about it all the time when I do your spots in the third hour. But we talk about that pizza because that was one of the ones y'all made up as a special.
Special. It was a pizza of the month.
And then it became a regular.
Yeah, we know, you know, when the customers speak, we listen. So it did become a regular menu item. The wings. So I got the breaded jalapeno cane wings.
Yeah, I told Dave don't eat none of them. Dave, the eight I ate wasn't no good.
Sent them over to the UL football team. We sent just shy of 300 wings, and all the players got to eat two, and there was four other competing restaurants, and little bragging rights that we were the unanimous choice of the number one.
Don't mention who you was competing against, because I don't need to,
but I'm no longer the pizza man, I'm the wing king.
Yeah. Wing king.
Yeah, that's not what my wife calls me. And then I brought fried shrimp. We had dinner with Maddie last night, and that's her favorite. I said, you know what, let's bring the fried shrimp. So,
yeah, you did eat Maddie with Miss Maddie. You probably did think of Maddie. Exactly. Anyway, no, it's really good. But going back to the final round, just remember when y'all did that kind of special.
Right. It happens like that sometimes. You know, we take some of the older items that kind of fell off. Things, you got to pivot. You always have to have something new, and people's taste buds change or whatever. Maybe they was looking for something new.
Yeah, but you got a wide enough on menu on your Prejean's Ardpina.
We absolutely do, yeah. And Aviva. We had some crazy stuff at Viva.
My banker friend just texted me and said, ask Tim. I was talking this earlier, and I don't mind dabbing a little bit of politics.
No, we do a little bit.
Kamala Harris had jumped up and said, you know, they're trying to go after all the grocery stores and the food places. Y'all gouging everybody out.
Mm.
And so she wants to fix prices, which, by the way, has failed every time it's been tried anywhere in the world. And it's starved a lot of people. Yeah. Could you imagine them telling you that pizza, and I don't know what the cost is in it, but let's say that pizza sells $15, $20. Just say $20, okay? And they can't come and say they can't sell it over $15.
Yeah, you know what it's going to be like? That's what they do with farm products, right?
Yeah.
And then they have to subsidize the farmers. So you're going to be subsidizing the food industry. Where's the money going to come from? We're out of money. It's not going to work. You know what? They blame it on corporations, but I get my groceries from two major corporations. I got three others knocking at my door giving me prices every day. And I show them to the other guys. So that competitive.
But the inflationary point is not because people are charging you more and you charging us more.
No.
It's what's happening in Washington, D.C.
Printing
the money for the Green New Deal.
Printing the money for the Green.
Yeah.
And or all these states raising those minimum wages, you know?
Yeah. But Kamala Harris and them think they can go in. I told Tim, and I know you drive a real nice vehicle, but why don't that vehicle that you drive out there, why don't they just demand it only cost
$20,000? That'd be nice.
No, it wasn't, because print one, because they would go broke.
Correct.
And guess who controls the, like with groceries, guess who controls if everybody goes out of business? Government.
Government.
Guess what happened when you drive up? There ain't nothing on the shelf.
Right.
Venezuela, Russia.
Cuba.
Go on and on. Every one of them that's ever tried it.
Right. That failed miserably.
Yeah, but.
Miserably. But.
Just blows my mind what you guys got to go through to stay in business.
It is.
People don't understand, too, in a grocery business, their margin of. Yeah, their margin of profits.
6%, maybe.
Nothing. It's compared to what you all got to have.
Because it's so competitive.
Yeah. You
know? And they do it on volume. So, ours is a little more, but not.
Well, no,
we're not running oil field more.
Yeah, but the other thing is, too, you got a lot of overhead and things like
that. We do have a lot of overhead.
But the good thing is insurance going down, right?
Yeah.
DinosPizza.com, Prejean's.com, catering, big groups, 7 days a week. Hey, you can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Tim, always a pleasure. All right, we'll get back. More to come. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything, you and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
War, inflation.
Bikers Against Child Abuse, BACA, exists with the intent to create a safer environment for abused children. We exist as a body of bikers to empower children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. We stand ready to lend support to our wounded friends by involving them with an established, united organization. We work in conjunction with local and state officials who are already in place to protect children. We desire to send a clear message to all involved with the abused child that this child is part of our organization and that we are prepared to lend our physical and emotional support to them by affiliation and our physical presence. We stand at the ready to shield these children from further abuse. We do not condone the use of violence or physical force in any manner. However, if circumstances arise such that we are the only obstacle preventing a child from further abuse, we stand ready to be that obstacle. If you'd like to know more about BACA, please visit our website at bacaworld.org or call 1-866-71-ABUSE.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. That means it could be you, your best man, your worst man. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org to know where you stand. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. All right, from the Heritage Foundation. Boy, you know, I'm sure this gentleman gets his name ripped up worse than I'm about to rip it up. And I've had him on before. He's a great guest. Hans von Spakovsky. Am I even close, Hans?
Mo, you got it exactly right.
Oh, man, I tell you, look, I hate to do this to you, Hans. You're gone for the rest of the day. I don't need you on now. I got your name right anyway. It's an honor to have you back, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about this. The Voting Rights Act. And, you know, this is being used against us by the left. And I think part of it is, they can always play race. When they can't do anything else, they can play race. Talk about where we are on this and what the Democrats are trying to do now, because they're always trying to do something until the election's over.
Yeah, I'll tell you, look, the biggest problem, look, the Voting Rights Act, it was a really important law passed in 65, and it was very effective.
No doubt.
Ended.
No doubt.
It ended the discrimination that kept African Americans from registering and voting. But that's not what it's been used for in the last 30 years. In the last 30 years, it's been used mostly in the redistricting contest.
Correct.
And as you know, what the courts have said is that in order to prevent the votes of Black Americans from being diluted, if, for example, with the 6 congressional districts you all have, If you have the ability to create a congressional district in which Black voters, while they may be a minority in the whole state, if they are can be a majority in that one district, then that's required so that their votes won't be diluted. Mm-hmm. The problem has been in many recent years is that the Voting Rights Act is supposed to stop racial discrimination. But courts have a hard time distinguishing between political motivations and racial motivations. So when Republicans, for example, draw up congressional districts, they're going to favor Republicans. Too many judges say, oh, you're doing that for racial reasons, when that's not true. But here's the other thing that Democrats and the Biden adjustment have tried to do. And this is a case. We just got a great decision out of the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, which covers Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. And what happened was Galveston County, Texas, they have a county commission government. And Black residents of that county are not big enough for them to create one county commission district in which they're a majority of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Hispanic voters are not big enough a group in that county to produce a county commission district in which they're a majority. So what the Biden Justice Department did is they sued Galveston and said, oh, you have to create, under the Voting Rights Act, what's called a coalition district. In other words, a district that is made up of both black voters mm-hmm. and Hispanic voters. Wow. And what they wanted was a district with black voters of 31%, Hispanic voters of 24%, so that between them, they'd be a majority of the voters.
Okay.
But what the Fifth Circuit said is, no, that's not required by the Voting Rights Act, because you're not protecting a racial group with that voting. You're trying to protect a political coalition. In other words,
sure.
you know, the black voters, the Hispanic voters, they're not voting and picking the same candidate on a racial basis. They're doing it for political reasons, and a Voting Rights Act does not protect political coalitions. That is the right decision, but, Moon, that could affect a lot of different states. In Texas alone, there are five of those coalition districts, including the one in Houston that for a long time was held by Sheila Jackson Lee.
Are you telling me an election we're about to have that this will affect those elections?
No, but it will affect the next time we do redistricting.
Okay.
So
okay.
the next time they start drawing up boundary lines for not just congressional districts, but state
everything.
Legislatures, yeah. counties, they are not going to be forced by the Voting Rights Act to create these kind of coalition districts that combine different groups of minority voters.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. I mean, they just, boy, I tell you what, you're right. I understand the Voting Act of 1965, which was a good thing. A lot of the things we're doing now is all political now. That was the right thing to do at the right time and probably should have been done way before that. But now it's not about being honest with elections and integrity. It's about how can we get power. And the way they get power is win those congressional seats to vote for speaker and things of that nature.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right about that. And like I said, that's been the biggest problem in recent years is judges misinterpreting the Voting Rights Act to protect districts that are drawn up not because of race but because of political reasons.
Yeah, we got a different situation here. Hans von Spaskowski, my special guest, something like that, if I think I got it right, with the Heritage Foundation. You know, over here we had a minority district. They created a second one, and
right.
we shouldn't have did it though. It's so gerrymandered, it's not even funny. And the circuit court threw it out. And the Supreme Court, because of the timing issue, decided a Republican red state that's given up a minority district, good, we'll just pass it. It's the most gerrymandered district probably in the country. It was a deal that was cut, and we're going to end up with I'm not worried about a second minority district. I'm worried about who they're going to vote for Speaker of the House. And this district will probably be ripped out again. It is so gerrymandered from the northern part of the state, northwestern comes through the middle of the state and all the way down to a southeastern part of the state. It's horrible. And we gave it to them. I don't have time to go through the whole deal, but you would probably, if you saw this district and what we did when we didn't have to, scared to death of a federal judge who, by the way, the federal judge's decision got beat at the circuit. I don't know if it was the Fifth Circuit or whatever. And our legislature should have never did anything. They had drawn a district already. Hans, and they should have said, this is our district, we're sticking to it. The federal judge would have drew the district, and the Supreme Court would have threw it out and used the district that we had. But since the legislature, Republican governor, Republican legislature, drew the district, it eliminated the other district. So they went back to the district they drew, which was gerrymandered. Had they not done anything, by the way, highly recommended by me, don't do anything. Let the federal judge do it. The Supreme Court would have threw her district out, and we would have the districts that we have today. But since they replaced it, now we got the district of a gerrymandered district to help one person. I'm not making this up. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, no, I've read a little bit about what was going on, and you're right. And listen, the one thing the Supreme Court has said on numerous prior occasions is that when your prime consideration in gerrymandering is race, you can't do that.
Listen to me.
14th Amendment.
Hans, this was only about race. The people that went, this is the problem with it. Had they listened to me And I ain't that bright, Hans. You got to understand something. If they had listened to me, they would have said, hey, the federal judge, Judge Dick, an Obama judge, said, I want it drawn. If they'd have said, Judge, we drew it already. We stand in our ground. They scared everybody. But when it got to the Circuit Court of Appeal, they threw it out. They would have went back to the district we have now. This made no sense to be scared of a judge. What was the judge going to do, throw him in jail? And had the judge drew the district, and it would have been probably similar, the federal courts would have threw it out. And what they did was say, because of time, we just go back to the district you had. But here's the problem. Our legislature had drawn the district. The Supreme Court want the legislature to draw the district. They did. And they draw a gerrymandered district, so that's the one they went back to. Listen, I ain't going to tell you how much I lost my mind, but you can probably tell the excitement in my voice. I get pretty excited.
Right.
It was crazy. I still can't believe I'm telling you that we did this in the state of Louisiana. A red state, by the way.
Well, the one thing the Galveston case proves is that if you stand up and fight like Galveston County did, you can beat the left and you can beat the U.S. Justice Department.
Hans, that was the problem. I begged them to stand up and fight, and we didn't stand up and fight. We raised a white flag. We really did. This is one of the dumbest things I ever saw a state do. Matter of fact, all these Republicans now, because we got a two-thirds of the House, two-thirds Senate Republican governor, all the ones in the House and Senate I ran into are plumb embarrassed what they did now. This was a non-call for. Anyway, let me take a break, come back and get a few more minutes out of you if I can. All right, we got to take a break. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Man, I should have had Hans on when I was going through this. I'd have had another person rallying with me. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season and Raging Cajuns delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas, you get it, we do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette, and now thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it. The team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875% 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com.
Hey, folks, this is Joe.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. I'm Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, the Moon Griffon Show, and Hans Van Spakovsky, a special guest with the Heritage Foundation. Hey, Hans, how many, because I'm curious, and you may or may not know this, but how many of these districts, how many of these districts around the country have had to be defended because of what the Democrats were doing politically, dealing with the voting rights stuff. Was it a bunch? Okay, Hans, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
No, I'm sorry. Let me.
It went dead there for a second.
I'm sorry. How many of these districts around the country were they trying to influence? My gut feeling there was a ton of them, but do you have any idea all over the country how many districts they were trying to influence elections through the voter rights stuff?
Well, when it comes to these specific kinds of coalition districts, these combinations of different racial groups, there's probably in Congress at least, I mean, anywhere from a dozen to a dozen and a half. I mean, like I said, there's five alone just in Texas. But when you go through other states throughout the Southeast, you find more of those seats. So, look, this decision by the Fifth Circuit saying, well, these kind of coalition districts are not required by the Voting Rights Act, look, this could help shift control of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Sure.
Plus, it could affect seats in state legislatures, too. In, for example, the Fifth Circuit, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, to the extent these have been used to establish state legislative seats. So the long-term effect of this could be quite significant.
Thank God all the states ain't run by legislators and the governor and all over the country dealing with this issue, because they wouldn't have to worry about it. We just gave them a seat. We just handed them one. Listen, think about that. We said, hey, y'all need a seat? We got one. And they handed the Democrats a seat down here. Matter of fact, there's not a Republican, if you pull them to the side, they don't go, this is what I've been told by, like, the worst vote I've ever made in my life, the one I regret, because they thought they were promised one thing they weren't getting. But going back, this always has nothing to do with the issue you're talking about. But you can book that it's not about civil rights and it's not about minority rights. It's not about minority voting. It's about the politics, the national politics of who runs what and who's in charge. I think I'm correct on that.
Yeah, no, that you're absolutely right about that.
It's amazing. Well, at this point, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal blocked it, but I'm sure they're trying to get back to court on it. Now, it's kind of late for this election, I would say.
It is. It is too late for this election. And like I said, it's unclear to me yet. This is still a recent decision. I don't know whether the Justice Department will end up appealing this to the U.S. Supreme Court, because, like I said, they may be afraid to appeal it, because if the U.S. Supreme Court confirms what the Fifth Circuit said, well, then coalition districts are wiped out across the entire United States, and the Biden Justice Department may not want to see that happen. So we'll just have to wait and see what they do.
Well, I know this. The Justice Department is a department that looks like can't be trusted anymore. And looks like it weaponizes everything under the sun. And that's what the Biden administration is doing. They're using that to weaponize it against just every ordinary citizens. I hope they see that during the election, because if you get Kamala Harris and this Waltz fella, it's going to be even worse.
Yep. No, I agree. And I spent 4 years working at DOJ, and I've never seen it as bad as it is today with the way it has been weaponized to basically advance the partisan goals of the administration.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you were part of the DOJ,
right,
was you got really your job, or your job at the Department of Justice, was just to be fair but take care of business? And now it's been so weaponized like I've never seen. I mean, Trump was in there for 4 years. I just don't remember him weaponizing any part, the IRS, the DOJ, or anything. I might be wrong on that, but I don't remember any of that happening.
It didn't. No, in fact, Trump had huge problems inside the Justice Department because almost all the people hired into the career posts inside, for example, the Civil Rights Division, that's the division that deals with redistricting, Voting Rights Act, they'd all been filled on a political basis. The people they hired into those jobs were all from left-wing advocacy groups like the ACLU, La Raza, the NAACP. And those lawyers, when Trump came in, did everything they could to fight against and resist anything that Trump wanted to do. And so those lawyers, those career lawyers, they are a problem because their only objective, I can tell you, having worked there, is to act as governmental allies of the Democratic Party. And that's what they do all the time.
Yeah, and but, you know, think about this. Everybody talks about America being free and we need to make it fair. If the Justice Department is not doing its job and being fair and not taking care of what they're really supposed to take care of, you lose your country. Because sooner or later, and we've seen this happen with Donald Trump, and this is what happens in all these rogue countries, they take the Justice Department, IRS, whatever, and go after their political enemies. That's what we don't want in the United States of America.
No, and that is the biggest danger we face, and we've seen this now, unfortunately. We've seen multiple examples of this two-tier justice system in the last 3.5 years under the Biden administration.
Yeah, it's and by the way, it's going if Kamala Harris is in, it'll get worse. What did you do at the Justice Department, if I can ask you?
I was in the Civil Rights Division, so okay. I was coordinating enforcement of the Voting Rights Act. And I have to tell you, one of my biggest problems were the career lawyers who inside who didn't think their job was to enforce the Voting Rights Act in a nonpartisan, nonpolitical way. Their view was the Voting Rights Act should be used to help the Democratic Party. And that was the biggest fight I constantly had when I was inside the Civil Rights Act.
Who was president when you were in there?
Well, it was George Bush.
Okay.
But, you know, the whole problem with some of these career lawyers is they stay there. Yeah. Even when a Republican comes in, Republican president can't get rid of the worst people.
Why can't he get rid of them? Civil service?
Because their career civil service. And our civil service rules make it virtually impossible to fire people, even when they are completely incompetent at their jobs.
I think right now you don't have a lot of incompetence. I think you got people trying to protect the Democrat Party. But this thing is so out of control now, it's not even funny. But anytime they bring up Justice Department, I kind of fall out laughing because I go, okay, just the Justice Department for everybody or just the Justice Department for the Democrat Party? Anyway, Hans, look, we got to go. You're always great. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. God bless. Appreciate it. All right. Take a break. The rest of you leaving us. God bless. Have an awesome day. We'll take a break. Be right back. You can listen to me, moongraffon.com. Listen live.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.